Welcome to the HIMSS eNurse Mentoring Podcast Series. My name is Joyce Lockstrom, and I'm Director of Corporate Communications for HIMSS. Today, my guest is Dana Alexander, Vice President, Integrated Care Delivery, and Chief Nursing Officer with Caradigm. Dana is a registered nurse with a master's in nursing and an MBA. She is a HIMSS Fellow and a Fellow in the American Academy of Nursing. Dana brings more than 25 years of healthcare system and CNO CEO experience to Caradigm. As Vice President of Integrated Care Delivery and Chief Nursing Officer, she guides strategy across Caradigm business segments to achieve the company's vision of transforming healthcare and achieving integrated accountable care. She actively participates and represents leadership roles in a number of professional organizations that include the HIMSS Board of Directors, Nursing Committee, National Quality Forum, AONE, ANA, and many other national initiatives. She has contributed to nursing and the nursing informatics field through support of research and numerous presentations and publications. Dana, thanks so much. I'm glad that you could be with us today and join me for our discussion.
Thanks so much, Joyce. I'm so happy to be with you as we look at leadership in nursing informatics. It's such an important topic.
Well, let's get started. My first question, Dana, looks at the nursing career path. That is, how do you find that path to follow in terms of the number and the types of jobs?
I think the path today is more defined than 10 years ago. However, what is interesting, exciting, and challenging is the field of nursing informatics itself. Nursing informatics roles have been emerging and will continue to do so in the near-term future as these roles and structures continue to emerge as healthcare is transformed and enabled by technology. We also continue to see organizations build out their informatics structures and governance as there is more demand for data, information, and knowledge to support integrated and accountable care for individuals and populations. This rapid growth and increasing demands have impacted the path for nursing informaticists and leaders, sometimes requiring individuals to step up to the plate early in their careers and challenge themselves with new opportunities before they expected. I've also seen a growth in formal training programs for nurse informaticists and leaders, although sometimes program enrollment openings have not kept pace with so many role opportunities in informatics. I think every individual has to perform a personal self-assessment, comparing their preferred career direction to current experience, skill set, and knowledge. With that information, review knowledge, skill, and experience gaps to develop a career plan to fill in the gap. Again, I stress direction versus specific job title. I don't believe our careers are typically about defining an end destination of achieving a specific role. Managing our careers is about the journey and our learning, seeking opportunities and taking risks to try things that we had not imagined before. But let me emphasize, I believe formal education, whether training in informatics or even in another focus area such as public policy, adds to our knowledge base and better positions us as individuals for the opportunities that come our way.
Very good insight, Dana. I appreciate sharing that, just some different options that we can all consider. So my next question is this. Do nurse informaticists in leadership positions need training beyond nursing, such as in business, communications, or other areas? Can you learn this on the job?
I believe the type of additional training and education are often individualized, depending upon the person and how that individual comes to pursuing a role in informatics and as a leader, both of which require its own skills and knowledge. I reflect on my previous comment about every individual performing a self-assessment of their strengths and needs. My personal opinion is business and communication skills are crucial to success, allowing individuals to effectively communicate with others outside of nursing and to understand the business of healthcare in which they operate.
So let's go to my final question, Dana. What recommendations would you offer to nurses who want to learn more about informatics or to individuals who want to go, onto nursing school?
I would say talk to people in the field of nursing or nursing informatics and ask lots of questions. Gaining various perspectives is very important to your decision-making process as you look at the different roles and opportunities. have an understanding of what you are looking for in a career and what is necessary for your sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. What kinds of things energize you and how? It's important to ask these questions to people in the nursing profession as well as the field of nursing informatics to gain further insights. Related to school programs, it's important to explore the various programs to include their philosophies and focus. Does the program offer distance learning, any learning? You know, how important are those type of program attributes related to your work and personal life? Consider what fits for you to maintain balance in your life. It is important to be realistic and position yourself for success.
Dana, thank you so much for joining me today. I know all of our listeners will learn from and appreciate your thoughts on developing a career path in nursing informatics and becoming a leader as well in this field. Dana is one of the nurse mentors in the HIMSS eNurse Mentoring Program and podcast series, which has been developed in collaboration with HIMSS Career Services and HIMSS Nursing Informatics. Thank you so much for joining us today.